Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Tuesday morning, June the 21st, 2022, 15 minutes past the hour. It is the first day of summer 2022. Now, what this means, I looked this up last night because we're always talking about these solstices and equinoxes. The 2022 summer solstice arose at 5:14 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At this precise moment, the sun appeared directly over the Tropic of Cancer, as far north as it appears in the sky all year. Around the solstice, the sun's northward movement in the sky appeared to pause briefly before reversing direction for the next 6 months. So that's what happened today. Now, today is also known as the longest day of the year. Now, here's something I did find out, though. The longest daylight hours is basically what that means. Now, wherever you are, you will have the longest daylight hours. But it differs from area to area. So I looked this up for Marion exactly. This morning, the sun in Marion came up at 6:02 a.m., and tonight the sun will go down at 9:07 p.m. So we talk a lot about how long daylight lasts and how early it is in the morning. Well, on the longest day of the year, the sun rose at 6:02 a.m., and the sun will go down at 9:07 p.m. tonight. Now, tomorrow we will start to lose daylight hours. It's little by little every day, so it's hardly anything to notice. But the grand total of daylight hours today, on the longest day of the year, will be 15 hours and 5 minutes in Marion. 15 hours and 5 minutes in Marion. Daylight hours today on the first day of summer, the longest day of the year. So here we are in summer. You know, I've been talking since March about people having spring fever, summer fever. Well, we can't say that anymore. It's finally here. Spring is over. Summer is here. Flowers are starting to bud. And we're off and running. First day of summer. So happy first day of summer to everybody out there in the listening audience. Yesterday, we did not do the community calendar. So I wanted to make sure we did this morning because there are a lot of events actually coming up this weekend. The Pickle Festival in Miamisburg, which I think pretty much happens in Dayton, is coming up on June the 25th. That's this weekend. The annual community-wide Village of Caledonia Yard Garage Sale, coming up this Friday and Saturday, June 24th and 25th, 8 a.m., open-ended. There will be food trucks over there both days from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's this weekend as well. I hear a lot of talk about that. The Marion County Fair is just right around the corner, July 4th through the 9th, really just a couple weeks away now. Starts on the 4th this year, which is a little different than in past years. We got the Harvest Happenings Festival and Craft Show coming up October 8th and 9th, Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This will be a big event over in Morrow County, 195 South Main Street in Mount Gilead. A portion of the proceeds from this event will be donated back to the local Junior Fair Board for the kids and their fair projects. So that's way off in October 8th and 9th. And then the Caledonia Farmers Market will continue every Saturday from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., June through September. Locally grown produce and fruit, baked goods, honey, meat, local artists and crafters. They are an authorized food cart vendor. Food vouchers for individuals 60 years of age and older. Weekly raffle for vendor products. Weekly 50-50 raffle. And that's the Caledonia Farmers Market taking place every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., June through September. Has anybody been over to the farmers market in Caledonia? How's that going over there? Do we have any reports? 740-751-4038. 67 degrees and sunny skies. Now, I do want to mention this because yesterday in hour number two, we were having a lot of conversation. What happened was a lady had called in, a very concerned lady. She had a friend or an acquaintance who is a mentally handicapped gentleman, older here in town. The gentleman's mother has died, and he is in an apartment that was very hot. And I think he did get a fan. But through the help of some of our listeners yesterday, Phyllis and I believe Mr. Gorenflow, we did have two calls on this that the Council on Aging might be able to help this man. So I want to give the Council on Aging's number again, the Marion County Council on Aging, 740-387-0401. And the Senior Center, I guess, has fans for free that they will actually deliver to the people. And the Senior Center's number is 740-387-5444. Now, I'm going to give these numbers again because sometimes you get reading them and it kind of goes by fast. The Council on Aging, 740-387-0401. The Marion Senior Center, 740-387-5444. Now, the lady who called in also left her number. So if you would like to help this gentleman or know a way to help him, this lady's number who called in yesterday was 740-361-4091. 740-361-4091. Now, again, this is a mentally handicapped gentleman, older in age. I guess his mother had taken care of him most of his life. She has unfortunately passed away. And apparently he's facing eviction, I guess is what I understood yesterday, on July 31st. And also, with all this heat, I guess does not have air conditioning where he lives and is in a bad way. If anybody's out there listening and would like to give a report on this, did anybody call yesterday and try to help this gentleman, or is the lady who called in yesterday, is she out there listening and maybe can provide an update? Did anybody call her with any help, or was she able to call the Council on Aging or the Senior Center? Did she check on this gentleman yesterday? Because warm temperatures are coming as the week goes on here. 740-751-4038. Now, that's my number. Give me a call here right now. 740-751-4038. That is what we're here to do. You know, we like to have a lot of fun here. We like to have guests. We like to talk about news. But genuinely, we want to be a news and information station. And this is one of the ways to do it for the people here in Marion County. So if there's an update on this gentleman, give me a call. 740-751-4038. You know, I was thinking the other day when this came in, because we had a similar situation like this earlier this year with Catwoman, and she doesn't like to be called Catwoman, but to be honest with you, I know her name's Dolores, but I don't know her last name, to be honest with you. And we did talk to Dolores, and I guess she was down to about three cats at that point, but she even wanted to get rid of those because it was a financial burden. I don't know what happened to her. At that time, we were hoping things were going to turn out okay. We put her number on the air, trying to help her get rid of the cats. Does anybody know what happened with Dolores? Did things turn out with her okay? I know at that time she was having a very, very difficult time. I believe we had some reports from some people who delivered mobile meals to her and knew where she lived and had visited her and maybe helped her with some cat litter and food in the past. Does anybody know what became of Dolores, and did she get her situation straightened out? That might have even been late last year. That was quite a while ago. You know, I worry about these people. I want everybody to be happy and good and solid. And so I hope Dolores, the cat woman, is doing okay. If anybody has any reports on her, give me a call. Or this gentleman we heard about yesterday. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open here at the station. Are you excited for the first day of summer? I'm sure a lot of the kids are, and people in general. As I said yesterday, I do want to thank Terry Tackett and Sean Kraft for getting us a whole bunch of new giveaways here. Pizza Hut, Sand Sodas, Smoothie King, Arby's. So we've got some good food giveaways coming up as time progresses. What else is new? Well, I guess the January 6th hearings kick back up today after the holiday. What was closed yesterday for the holiday? I did not get out and about much yesterday. Did the mail run? Were the banks open? You know, obviously with it being summer, schools were not open. But did anybody notice any big changes with the Juneteenth federal holiday? I saw on the news last night where only a certain amount of states were recognizing this as a holiday, like 17 or 18 states. Now, Ohio was one of them, but I don't know. Were the banks closed yesterday? Did the mail not run? I never made it down to the mailbox to see if the mail did run or didn't run, or if the banks were open yesterday. I didn't have to go. Did anybody notice any big disruptions? Because I guess this was the first year that this Juneteenth holiday was actually fully observed. Last year, it was kind of half observed, kind of a trial run. But this year, I guess it was fully observed. Or does anybody have anything to say? I know the January 6th hearings were a big topic yesterday, that they were going to kick back up today. Is anybody interested in those things coming up? 740-751-4038. Is everybody sleeping in this morning? We had the sun come out this morning at 6.02 a.m., first day of summer, the earliest time that it's going to come out all year round, and everybody's sleeping in this morning. Or maybe everybody's out in the yard this morning. You never know. First day of summer. How about that? That always gives people a get up and go. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. Well, today marks a week since we had the big rainstorm that caused all the power outages last week and all the internet issues throughout town. Is everybody back up and running? Is the electricity back up and running where you are? Is the internet back up and running? See, I'm a little worried because I keep seeing all these electric trucks parked down at Meijer, like four or five of them, all parked together there. And I keep thinking, well, is there work still to be done? Are they just working on the poles, or what's going on there? Does anybody know? And does anybody know anything about this Del Taco? I guess it's becoming kind of a, I don't want to say a joke, but the fact that they've been working on this for so long, and it doesn't seem to be anywhere near opening. Now, clearly, they're doing some work on the road right in front of the Del Taco. I don't know if that's a plumbing thing. I don't know if there was some kind of code that had to be met. Does anybody have any updates on the Del Taco. Everybody got so excited when the work on that building began because they demolished the old building that was there, and it looked like they were putting up the new building in pretty quick order. But then all of a sudden, everything kind of halted, and we started to see all this work being done around the area, and it looks like they're digging in the parking lot, from what I can see from the road, and digging out in front of the building. Does anybody have an update on the Del Taco? I don't even see a sign there yet. Now, maybe I'm just missing the sign. A lot of times when I'm driving down 95, I just am not paying all that close attention to signs and things up. But is there even a sign there yet that says Del Taco coming soon? Or a sign on what of the building is up there yet? Give me a buzz here this morning. Don't be shy. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 67 degrees, sunny skies here in Marion. Any information on the Del Taco or the January 6th hearings coming up? Did anybody do anything interesting for Father's Day? That was this past weekend. You know what I saw on Father's Day? I saw a lot of people out fishing. It was a beautiful day for it. And, you know, I guess if your father is able to do that, that's probably a nice thing to do, to take Dad out fishing. So that was nice to see. As I said yesterday, and I don't want to get on a tirade, and I'm really not trying to critique people in this matter, but some of the things people do, you know, we live in this social media world now, when it comes to Father's Day, are kind of strange. Now, I like when somebody's father maybe has gone on to their reward or something of that nature. I like that people put a picture of their departed father up and wish them a happy Father's Day. I think that's nice. Kind of show off the great dad that you had. Oh, we're getting a call. Let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Father's Day and Juneteenth was the same day, wasn't it?
Well, see, I don't know. Juneteenth, I know, is observed on Monday, but does it have an exact day?
The 19th.
So Juneteenth is actually the 19th, but we observe it on the Monday following.
Because it fell on a Sunday.
Oh, okay, but normally we would observe it on the day it's on.
Right. I think Father's Day was Sunday too, wasn't it?
Yeah, Father's Day was. Father's Day is always... I'm not sure how that works. Is it the third Sunday of June? Or the second? I think second, maybe. Second Sunday of June? No, it was third. It was the third Sunday.
But I think Juneteenth kind of took off. I didn't hear on TV hardly any mention of Father's Day. It was all Juneteenth.
Well, you know what? Father's Day in general has kind of always been overrun by Mother's Day.
They get cheated on the...
Now, why do you think that is, though? Your mother and your father obviously have you. People have very strong feelings about their fathers. Why does it not get the attention?
Well, I think men just, you know, are out to provide for the women. And, you know, the women, you know, work hard in the home. And, you know, we celebrate this Mother's Day. But the fathers are more, you know, off to work, you know, doing the supporting. You know, they don't need the, you know, the makeup made up as much as women, you know. If you don't talk to a woman and, you know, make her feel good, you know, she'll be sad, you know. Then,
well, it's interesting to me, because if you work in the restaurant industry, or you ever have, you know that the Mother's Day is the busiest restaurant day of the year. Everybody takes mom out for lunch. And that does not translate into Father's Day. Now, Father's Day, I mean, it does some business, but it's not anywhere near one of the busiest days of the year. So I don't know what you do with that. I mean, what How did you celebrate Father's Day with your father?
I always bought him a gift, you know. Normally mom had a dinner, you know, made a dinner, you know, one of his, you know, favorite things, you know.
Well, do you...
Mother's Day, you know, normally, you know, we take her out to, you know, to a restaurant.
Well, see, I never thought about it. Do you think maybe that's it, that we take mom out to eat because she's always cooking the meals, but on Father's Day, since it's not her day, we just let her cook the meal, and that's why we eat at home with Dad?
I think so.
It could be. I don't know. All I was making the point was yesterday, I like that people now can post pictures of their fathers who have went on to their reward, but what I found odd, what I always find odd, and this is for everybody, this is not directed at any one person, but if the father, like the father of your kids, I never understand that, why we praise that. I mean, it's great if you've got a great father of your kids. I think that's wonderful. But when people praise that in public, maybe I'm just not somebody who gives a lot of praise that way. To me, if you think they're a great father, and they think they're a great father, I mean, would we not think they're a great father?
Well, there's a lot of fathers out there that aren't great, but, you know, it's still nice to celebrate them. You know, they're your father, and, you know, unless they're really, really terrible, you know. And some people have, some women have three or four fathers.
Well, that's true. That's true. And that becomes an interesting point. Now, do you celebrate the father of your kids, or do you celebrate the father who currently maybe you're married to at the time?
I don't know. No, I know. I always told people, Happy Father's Day. You know, whether it was my father or my brothers or somebody I knew, you know, if I was around them, knew they was father, you know, I'd tell them Happy Father's Day.
Well, it's just interesting to me because I saw people post some videos on Father's Day, and they were not. Maybe they didn't have anything to do with Father's Day. But it just seemed to me like these videos had no rhyme or reason for Father's Day, yet they were posted there. And in my mind, I think, well, that's probably a Father's Day video. But I don't know. You know, I think we've all become a little exhibitionist in our society because of social media and TikTok and all this stuff we're on. I think we're all...
Our family's never been... big picture takers. You know, some families, take pictures and have albums and stuff, but, we never was big on taking pictures.
You know, I don't know how you get away from taking pictures now. Everybody's got a
cell phone takes, and they take good pictures.
You know, everybody used to be, used to go to a family outing, and maybe one person would have a Polaroid. Now, everybody's got a phone. So everybody's got a camera.
I know we used to have a store in Prospect, Ridgewood, years ago. And we used to develop film, people bring it in. We'd fill out the envelope, put it in there, seal it. And the guy would come around, once a week or a couple times a week. I forget what it was. And, then it'd get developed and sent back to us.
Yeah,
I bet you that service ain't available anymore.
No, I think the whole world's changed. Well, see, this is the thing about where does all this stuff go? You know, we take all these pictures and we post all these videos on the internet, which is essentially where they all end up. I don't know how many people back up.
A lot of people lose those.
Well, that's the question. I mean,
if they take it and it's on their phone and they damage their phone or lose it or something like that. You don't have the albums, at the house. But the only way you're going to lose those is if the house catches on fire.
Well, do you think that people just need more attention now? Is that what these videos and these pictures are really all about? We just
want... Everybody wants to get on that social media and have followers and, you know.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I'm on social media. I use it to promote this show. I use it to do things like that. But I can't say I've ever made a video or done something like that that didn't have to do with promoting something to do with the radio or internet interview. I mean, I've never just made a video so people would look at me and go, oh, okay.
You're not Adam, huh? He has himself on, I guess, on online or something. You can watch him, you know, do his show there.
Yeah, well, see, to me, and that's fine. I mean, again, I'm not judging anybody for doing things. But it's interesting to me because here's what I think happens when you do that. Nothing wrong with video. For me, now see, here's how my mind works. If I have a guest in the studio, now I might want to put a video in to show the guest if it's somebody who people know. Now for me, that would be a good tool to use that.
Right.
But why do people want to see me in the studio? You know, I'm here every morning. I look the same most mornings. And what does a picture of me sitting talking into a mic do for anybody except make me more conscious of the camera? Because I've got to be looking over there every so often to make sure it's still, you know, lined up.
Well,
and
if
take
you had a show where there's a lot happening in the background or something like that, you know, it might be all right. But just sitting there talking into it, I've never seen that program, and I'm not saying there's nothing bad about it, but just sitting there watching somebody talk on the phone, on the microphone.
Well, the only thing I can say that it's done is that, you know, as I was saying yesterday, with this whole FCC nonsense that we have to go through, if God forbid, and I understand why a lot of people are getting away from the FCC now and just doing their own thing, because the internet is still the Wild West. There is no governance at all on that. And I think people are going that direction because there is so much red tape.
That's almost going to be like the gun issue. You know, you can't get nothing passed that's going to help, you know, the violence or the problems with the internet.
Well, but you know, the great thing about the internet, though, with that particular matter is somewhere along the line, bureaucracy came in and decided, you know, let's spend the taxpayers' money investigating and dragging people around for what reason? You know, I don't know. I'm sure they probably think it's a good reason. But is it really? I mean, I don't know. So the great thing is, at least there's an alternative. As I always say, you know, in the old days, boy, if the FCC came in and pulled your license, people were sweating bullets because what else were you going to do?
Oh, yeah.
You had nothing to do. Now,
you'd have to go into the newspaper business and start passing out newspapers.
That's right. You'd be in a different whole business. But now, like I said, and I know people don't have internet out there, but really, when you rattle off the ways, and I've just noticed this, honestly, to a great degree, since I've not been in the office, because I've had time to start listening to things, you can get us on your smart television. You can get us on your Alexa. You can get us on your phone. You can get us on your computer, laptop, tablet. If you have anything, and it's free, absolutely, and it's just like listening on the radio.
Yeah, but I can't believe the FCC would take you guys off the air for what supposedly happened. You know, you didn't do nothing criminal.
No, this is, it's a hearing.
I can't believe they would want to, you know, lose a station. If they lost all stations, we wouldn't need FCC.
Well, here's what I think has happened. And again, the FCC people, by and large, have not been rude or anything of that nature. And by the way, just to give an update on this, we did turn in all the documents. So it's in their hands now. I mean, that was the big dispute we had a few weeks ago that the newspaper so kindly did an article on. That we hadn't turned in the documents. Well, I think the due date was a matter of fact today. So we turned in all the documents on Saturday.
You only got one article, didn't you?
Yeah, we only got one. They were too busy covering that whole River Valley graduation speech.
Kept... You know what? Del Taco is going to turn into be that Roosters and that pizza shop up there. What, set for 4 or 5 years before it opened up?
Well, I want to talk about that in a second, but I do want to let people know that, just so they know, we did turn in the documents, so it is in their hands now to do what they want to do. And so if one morning we're not on the air, really, find a way to turn us on the internet, and it'd be the same thing you're listening to right now. I'll be here every morning live. Nothing will change. It'll still be news and weather and phone calls. Nothing will change. The office will still be there. Nothing will change. So just saying that, just giving people an update on that. But
I look for him to give you a reprimand and maybe a small fine or something like that.
Well, just remember, if we disappear, now find a way to listen, because we don't want to lose you out there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, let's talk about this Del Taco, because this is the scourge of the city, apparently. What do you think's going on down there? And I don't even know that it's their problem. I think maybe they've run into some kind of construction issue.
Well, I haven't been by it for months. I haven't been getting out of the house. No.
Well, how did that ramp thing go?
White men's are coming Thursday.
Oh, great. Great. So
at 8 o'clock in the morning.
So they can do it.
Yeah.
Great, great, great. So now, will you be able to get out with that ramp?
Well, I need to get a wheelchair. I got a scooter in the garage that needs a power chair. It needs batteries. But I don't have nothing really. I need a van or something, you know, to... You could stay in the scooter while you drive. It's getting hard for me to move my legs enough, I think, to do the gas pedal and the brake pedal.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, you should try those organizations.
Right
that
leg.
The Council on Aging.
I don't know if they'll drive again. I might give it a shot, but.
Well, just make sure you take short trips.
Hard, you know, the left leg's so big that I have to put I got a dog collar and a leash I put around my foot, and I have to pull what? Leg up into the truck.
Yeah, that lymphedema is very, it's a tough illness.
Yeah, that's getting hard to, you know, a friend of mine, he would, you know, last few months, you know, if I went out, he went with me. He's a little mentally challenged, but he's not bad. You know, he's pretty much there, you know, he's not as mentally challenged as some people, you know.
Well, the senior center and I believe the Council on Aging, I believe they both can help with some kind of transportation.
Yeah.
So that's good. With the ramp, you'll be able at least to get in and out a lot easier.
Right. You know, going to the doctors and, you know, different things you might have to do, you know, you can get transportation through them. I think you have to pay a little bit for it. Even the city bus... You know, they got out of working yesterday, too.
Oh, now, do you know if the mail ran or were the banks open? Did you hear any of that?
No. I remember that the bus service didn't run, so.
Well, you know what's interesting is that, I want to get back to this Del Taco. I have passed it. And like I said, I don't think it's their fault at all. It's clear they've run into some kind of problem because the shell of the building is there, but you can see through the windows, and there's still a lot more to do inside. There's no signs up there that I see that say Del Taco, and they did something to the street in front of the building. Now, maybe it was just to fix a pothole. I don't know, but there's wood down in front of the building that when you drive by it, now you have to kind of go over, I don't know if it's particle board or plywood or whatever they have down there, but it's covering up something right in front of that building. So I don't know if when they tore that old building down, they had to do something with the plumbing or the electrical or what. But boy, it's hung them up because I don't remember when that building was torn down or this announcement was made that Del Taco was coming. But boy, it's got to be getting close to a year.
Yeah, remember how fast they did that Wendy's out there?
Yeah, well, see, I think having a Wendy's there before kind of set that up. But that building, that spot that they Del Taco build on, again, we've talked about it, it's such a small lot. And that building had been there. I mean, it had been the U.S. Gold. It had been a Radio Shack. It had been a long time since it was a restaurant. I know it was a restaurant many, many years ago, but it had been a long time since it was a restaurant. So there could have been a lot of issues there when it came to the plumbing. And maybe they are having issues when it comes to parking, which I always said that's going to be a big issue. I don't know if the fire or the... Because I know that's considered county. I don't know if the fire or the commissioners or the sheriff can come in and say, listen, if you open up and you don't have enough parking here and you're going to try to run a drive-through, we've got no light here. And there's already problem here. We need to do something or else this is going to be a catastrophe when you open.
Well, you know, in today's age, you got to draw up plans and, you know, get things approved. And I don't see how they would want to permit a fast food place in such a small lot.
Well, that's, it's weird, too.
When you get a lot where you can't get a truck in, you know, they're parking out on the street, you know, for several minutes while they unload into that business.
Well, that's the thing. I just, and I'm not saying once business dies down that it wouldn't be better, but when they open up, and just even on a normal day, I mean, look how hard it is to pull out a Wendy's and try to go west.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awful. Now you're going to have people trying to pull out a Wendy's and go west, and two doors down trying to pull out a Del Taco and go west. I mean, that's going to, and it's so close to that light right there at Perkins that I don't even think if you pulled out of there and tried to go west, you could even see the light. I don't even know how you get in the lane how quick traffic piles up there on the center of Mount Vernon Avenue. I just think it's a tough place.
Really, everybody should have to leave the premise to the right. You know, turn right. You know, once you get down there, you can get turned around into the plaza, hit 10-6-N or something. But it's dangerous when people's trying to turn left there.
Oh, it absolutely
Very
is.
Dangerous.
Well, I don't know how many wrecks have happened, even with the light at Perkins. I mean, I've seen so many wrecks at that intersection, and also have seen so many wrecks there at Wendy's, where somebody was trying to beat the traffic. And the problem is, a lot of times, a car will stop there, and they'll kind of wave you out and say, go ahead, but there's another lane
car
there.
Coming.
Yeah, there's another lane right beyond them, and they can't even see you.
You know, double-check, but some people will, you know, it don't dawn on them, and they go out there, and, you know, that's when the accidents happen.
Well, I'll tell you the one that still bothers me, and it's... It's no surprise to anybody, but the people who are starting to drive now are the generation that have never lived without a cell phone and texting. And the more of these drivers, and maybe I hope they all prove me wrong, that they're going to be, you know, conscious drivers and very good. But see, we've always had a generation that didn't have cell phones. So even if people were texting and driving, they kind of had an idea of how to do it because they had done it in the past. The generation that's getting their driver's license now, I mean, think about it. It's 2022. This generation is 15, 16 years old now. So they were born in what, 2007, 2008? They have never lived in an adult world where they did not have a cell phone in their hand or were not texting or talking on the cell phone or messaging. So are they just going to have a tendency to grab for that phone in the car? Because, you know, it's my understanding that taking your eyes off the road for the phone takes more of a delay than the impairment of alcohol in most cases.
Everybody thinks when they're doing it that they're doing it safe and, you know, they'll be all right. That's the problem.
Well, that is the problem, but I just don't know, because, you know, not only is that going to put a problem on the people driving, it's going to put on the a problem on the people who are just out there doing the right thing. Because if somebody turns into you and you don't see it coming, what can you do?
Right.
So January 6th kicks back up today. What do you think we're going to see today?
Are they talking about people that Donald Trump called, you know, besides Georgia, you know, and trying to get them to change the delegates, you know, finding votes and stuff?
Well, I haven't, you know, I know you and I and Glenn had the big discussion last week. I personally have not seen any hard evidence linking hard evidence that they can take him into court on yet. But what I do hope is that people who are watching this, I just hope they're going into it with an open mind like I am. And I do have an open mind right now. I'm saying I don't have anything against Donald Trump. I don't have anything against the January 6th committee. And I'm telling you, with what they've presented, it's not enough to indict somebody in a federal court. Now, not to
get indicted all the time on circumstantial evidence, even though there's nothing definitive.
Right, but I think what they're saying is this presentation's not done, and maybe there is something definitive in there. All I hope is that people watch it with an open mind.
Called in there yesterday, a lady, after I was talking about the January 6th, thing going to be on today. And she was talking about Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not defending what they did. But what they did was kind of, you know, personal problems. Because, you know, if we got rid of everybody that had little personal problems like that, there'd be none of us left.
Well, but I think what the lady was saying, and I do have to agree with her on this, Bill Clinton was allowed to go on, and he's mostly now seen as a revered former president. Monica Lewinsky is seen as kind of just a black eye. She's seen
I bet you people knowing her name, I bet this helped her more than if nobody knew who Monica Lewinsky was.
You know, though, but would that really help you? I mean, because everybody knows what she's tied to doing. And even if it helped you with name recognition, is that the kind of name recognition you want when you're going in looking for a job? I mean, think about it. Has anybody ever seen her? I mean, she's never hosted a talk show. She never got into the entertainment industry. She never's been in a movie. She's never done anything like that. I mean, so where's she working? A bank? I mean, I can't imagine if I'm her and I'm going into a bank and, you know, Google, internet, everybody knows what you did. Can you imagine the questions and the...
Well, I don't think what she did was all that bad. You know, how many men has done, you know, that or worse?
Well, right, but most people don't...
The thing is, it happened at the Oval Office, but...
Well, but...
You know, Mike...
Most people don't have that played out on national television. That's the difference.
Right.
And that's why I think it's hard for her. But Bill Clinton has been able to get past it. I mean, every so often somebody will bring it up. But it's, I mean, he's still allowed to do all his work.
Well, look at JFK and Roosevelt and all, you know, all them, you know, a lot of our presidents have a little something to do, you know, in their personal life like that.
But hey, we're coming up on a break, but give us a call back next hour if the calls don't pour in, because that's an interesting subject to pour into.
Get more people, you know, comment on, you know, even if it's not my opinion, you know, it's your opinion.
Yeah, we'll see what happens next hour. Yeah, well, it said pay attention and stay with us.
Okay.
All right, 59 and a half minutes past the hour, and if you've had an opinion thinking about giving it, we're going to break for 15 minutes. Come back. We'll talk more about did Monica Lewinsky get the worst end of that deal? What did you do for Father's Day? Do you know anything about the Del Taco? January 6th committees come back in today. Anything interesting going on here in Marion? We'll answer all those questions on the other side of the break. Just give us a buzz. Don't forget Voice of a People with Linda Sims at 4:10 today. Adam the Computer Guy at 2:10. Don't tune away.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. For Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump,
we welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal